This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, as I told you, there is no rush. Those who are reading their Adhkar al-Sabahi wal-Masa, all of them, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, continue in that. Those who had no clue what Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa, those who were on and off, those who knew half and left half, my advice to you is these four Adhkar that we have taken, focus. Take these four, say them every morning and every evening. Don't worry about the rest. If you believe that this is overwhelming and I'm just going to be saying words, not understanding what it is, and you're not going to find that encouragement and motivation, then at least four better than nothing. Four better than nothing. And we went through some extremely powerful adhkar. The Qur'an, وَسَيِّدُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَأَصْبَحْنَا أَصْبَحُ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ And when you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for the goodness of the day and to protect you from the evilness of the day. Stick to that. InshaAllah ta'ala, our next season of explaining the rest of the adhkar will be in a couple of months. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, find some time to come back and we'll conduct something. But by then, your project, your homework is to memorize these four. Ayatul Kursi most know and Mu'awwidhat most know. Asbahna asbah al-mulku lillah and amsayna amsal al-mulku lillah wa sayyidul istighfar. Memorize them, perfect them. Learn their meaning, understand them. Go through all these recordings again. Write every single meaning down. Write down, I've sent the handouts and I never saw anything with anyone. And that's no good because you'll forget. Yani, there were some students that would go to Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen's house and they had questions. And then he would be shocked and surprised. He says to them, didn't you bring the voice recorder with you? They said, la wallah ya Sheikh. He said, how are you going to collect what I'm going to say too? How are you going to record it? May you forget. As a result, this is important. Alhamdulillah, technology is available today. Jazallah khair. Our brother Omar has made the effort. We've done all this. Everything's been uploaded, all there. Fa'ana, my recommendation, sit with you and your family again. Maybe yesterday long, an hour, 10 minutes every lesson. Let me, you cut it up, 20 minutes. You watch it over the week. Every single week, you watch one of them. And write down, most importantly, write down. And once you write down, go to your friends. Go to your family, whoever it is. Sit down in a gathering and mention these meanings to them. The only way you're going to really understand and never forget is to teach. But this is it. Even if you had to read them to a wall, record, do whatever it is. Teach someone, teach the wall, teach someone. Talk, talk, talk in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let a day go by like this in where you're not making any mention of Allah or calling others to Allah azza wa jal. This is the biggest job of a believer. To the point where Allah would give this job to prophets for calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the most people that are in need of this are your family. Are your family and those around you. Well, SubhanAllah, and I remember watching a clip for our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdullah Shanqiti, in where he said that the way the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overcome is two methods. The enemy of Allah, They plan to destroy the deen of Allah with two methods. Number one method is for the Muslim to be distant from knowledge, to remain ignorant. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes destroyed. Oh, it doesn't destroy. Allah Azza wa Jal would always raise his deen. But in the people's sight, when they are ignorant. So he said, these are people that are sleeping in the mornings, eating at night, playing at night, and that's his whole life. Eating, sleeping, playing. Eating, sleeping, and playing. That's the pattern. That's the cycle. He doesn't know his deen. He doesn't know anything about his deen. And the other way, they silence those who want to preach Allah's deen. See these two things? If the young youth, if the young Muslim, that's his cycle, playing, eating, and sleeping, he remains ignorant. And if the callers to Allah remain silent, or they are silenced, how does the deen of Allah spread? How would people know the right and wrong? Well, Islam is full of goodness. Well, Islam is full of justice. And Islam is the solution to the entire world. How are the people going to know about this Islam? If the believer remains ignorant about his deen, and the one who knows doesn't speak. If the believer remains ignorant, and the one who knows doesn't speak, how does the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread? Very difficult. Ahmed Didat, I still remember Ahmed Didat in a clip of his. He was asked, about the deen of Allah and the slow spread of it. He was asked something along the lines. He said, it's because you people haven't spoken yet. This is why it hasn't reached. And this is why people are still absent and kept away from Islam. Because you people haven't opened your mouth yet. This is what he told the crowd that is in front of him. So this is a big job, a big responsibility, and it's got a huge reward to it. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is no one better that would call to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it's your family, your friends, and anyone it is. Call to Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. In absolute ruin and loss, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Believe and do righteous deeds, that's for you. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Encouraged and enjoying the goodness and remain patient upon it. And that's الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل. Yallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to give us strength and motivation that we carry His message and deliver it to others. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.